Alrighty, my friend. You know I am obsessed with health and wellness hacks, right? Using my Plan to Recover journal, I have automated over 15 new vitality-boosting behaviors over the last 3 years, and none of them have been more transformational or effortless to implement than LifeWave's phototherapy patch. The X39 phototherapy patches promote healing by using your body's heat to activate stem cell regeneration. How awesome is that? These tiny patches are clinically proven to restore the body to a level of health that you may not have seen in years. These patches are a result of 80 studies and over 20 years of research. X39 patches are wearable technology, easy to apply to clean skin as part of your AM routine or your PM routine. Personally, I have experienced a more youthful complexion, mobility, and energy levels that I haven't seen, honestly, in over a decade. My arthritic pain and stiffness decreased dramatically in less than 48 hours. Absolutely life-changing. Additional health benefits may include better sleep, shorter recovery times, pain relief, improved energy and vitality, reduced inflammation, and much, much more. If you want to learn more about LifeWave's X39 patches and the many other therapy patches they offer, check out our episode with Darlene Green and IamReverseAging.com. To learn more about my personal experience, check out our YouTube channel, Direct Impact Podcast. Now, don't forget, head to LifeWave.com/AndreaEpting. That's LifeWave.com/AndreaEpting to buy your patches today and support this podcast. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epting, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Andrea Epting, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. Yay! We're going to have such a great episode today. The title is Three Quick Steps to a Thorough Self-Inventory. And as you know, in season 6, we are talking all things journaling practice. And we are working through the Plan to Recover mini journal pages. And I hope that you are already have a Plan to Recover mini journal. If not, and you are listening to this in real time or the same week or month that it has aired, I hope that you have joined our challenge. That is a 90-day challenge going through the Plan to Recover mini journal one step at a time together as a community, which has been a lot of fun. And as you know, I wrote this journal and I utilize this journal because it's what really helped me change patterns, change behaviors, implement all the healthy habits that I was really struggling, not just to implement, but to be consistent with. Oh, I'd start them. Heck yeah, I'd start them. But I would not be consistent with them for long periods of time. They weren't something that was set up in a sustainable way so that I could actually get the healthy rewards and the benefits from them. And so it worked for me. And I thought, well, geez, if this is so effective for me and my particular brain, I think that it could really be beneficial for a lot of people. And so I've put it out there and I hope that you're working it. I hope you enjoy it. Season 6, though, it's not just about the Plan to Recover mini journal. It's about a journaling practice. And it's also about self-discovery, insight, awareness, and all of the things that we just, as humans, we struggle with that. It is very hard to look inward, especially when things are so chaotic around us and our bells and whistles and alarms are going off and it's like, oh my gosh, how can I possibly stay safe? It's time to pause and go inward. It's completely counterintuitive and I honor that. But I think a journaling practice really helps us in this. It is a time, a deliberate and intentional time every day to come back to self. you know? And I don't think there's anything more important in this world than setting aside those opportunities to very vulnerably and honestly come back to self. I think that's one of the major benefits of therapy, is that opportunity to pause and to go inward and to do that with a guide, to do that with wise counsel, to do that with an unbiased party. Journaling is also an opportunity to pause and go inward. And with the Plan to Recover mini journal is also an opportunity to look carefully and closely at our behaviors and try to, yes, hold ourselves accountable to the goals that we've set, but really it's more about looking honestly at the challenges and the struggles and also the victories. And that's what we're going over today. We are looking very carefully at our feelings, our daily victories, and our daily struggles. And guess what? Every single day of our entire life, every single day, we are going to have those three things. So every day you will have a lot to journal about. And it's a great opportunity, again, to go inward and to reflect and become more attuned to self, to your victories, to your struggles, to your strengths, to your weaknesses. This is building humility. And I don't think there's anything more important than the constant practice of building and leaning into our own humility that says, you know, I'm not going to be good at everything. I'm going to have challenges. I'm going to have tendencies, and I'm going to have gifts, and I'm going to have strengths, and I'm going to have things that come very natural to me. We all have these things, and we need to know them. We need to honor them. We need to respect them, right? Humility keeps us from trying to be like overly self-sufficient, like we need to be good at everything. Please. No, we do not. We do not need to be good at everything. We don't need to know everything. You know, that's what community is for. That's what relationships are for. And that's why it's so important also to know ourselves. So let's start with the feelings part. In the Plan to Recover mini journal, there's a daily check-in, and these three things are just a very brief self-inventory. There are other parts, as you see, if you were doing the 90-day challenge to this daily check-in, but we're just going to hover over these three distinct parts today. So today I felt blank. Okay. There is an opportunity here, if you're looking at the journal, to write in after the semicolon. To write in, how did you feel today? Like, actually do an inventory. Do a scan of the day. Okay. Start from when you woke up all the way through the day until the end. All right. What was the feeling that really embodied that day? Okay. You're going to have 1,000 feelings. Emotions, you know, your moods are going to shift. So the question here is, where did I find myself most often? It's like, where was my resting feeling for the day? If I rested, or if I paused, or if I noticed, what would be that emotion or feeling today? How did I feel today? Please do write in an emotion. This part is here. In the Plan to Recover mini journal for recovery and self-discovery, it is here because feelings are really, really hard to identify, okay? For a lot of people, for a lot of different reasons, okay? It is hard to identify a feeling. A lot of reasons for that, but I just want to land on one for a second. It's like, if we have so many competing and conflicting emotions, it's hard to settle in on one feeling, and most of the time, they're in conflict, okay? If I'm feeling both relief and I'm feeling anxiety and despair, it's really hard to identify like exactly where to land on that, okay? Feelings are hard. They are hard. And this journal allows you to really sit and be still and honor. Where did you land most of the time? Where was your resting emotion that day? Okay. I am just a little, self-disclosure. I am an 8 with a 7 wing on the Enneagram. My resting emotion most of the time is going to be anger. It's just where we rest. And that's okay. As you know, if you've listened to this podcast, I feel like anger is a very amazing, helpful, healing, informative emotion. It allows you to move. It allows you to notice and to reflect and to make decisions and to move forward. And us eights, we're very forward moving. We're about progress. And so that's my typical resting emotion. So in my journal, I'm going to note that. And that's okay if, you know, typically we have one that we gravitate to more than others. Great. I just want you to know that about yourself. Just pause and know yourself. Do you drift to sadness? Do you drift to despair? Do you drift to anxiety? Do you drift to worry and fear? Do you drift to the past? Do you feel like you're more present-oriented or future-oriented? What is the resting emotion or feeling? Is it joy? Is it gratitude? Is it peace? You know, today, did I feel curious? Today, did I feel compassion? Today, did I feel lonely? Sit in that. Do that inventory and identify today. This is how I felt. And yes, we've got little emojis there that you can circle, and that is there, especially like we're just going to treat these emojis as training wheels, okay? For a lot of people early on, for a lot of different reasons, going deep like we just did together is going to be too challenging. So identifying the emoji that best reflects how they feel in their body is very acceptable, okay? Just taking the moment to identify or circle one of those is enough. I just need you to hear that, okay? Especially, you know, if you're like, I just need to get this journaling practice in because I'm exhausted. Okay, fine. That might be one of those days or moments where it is more than enough just to circle which one feels like it resonates the most. Go ahead and go for the emojis on that day. Perfectly acceptable. Take a moment to listen to your gut. What's it saying?
It's saying, help me, help me.
How do we help our gut and its fragile ecosystem? How about introducing a prebiotic? Maybe you're thinking, another vitamin I have to remember to take every day. Hold on, wait, there's an easier way. Why not drink your prebiotic with Olipop? Olipop is a new kind of soda that combines various ingredients like cassava and kudzu root to create a healthier alternative to sugary sodas. Yuck, we're getting rid of those sugary sodas this year. And Olipop supports your digestive and your gut health. It's yummy and it supports our gut health. Let's take the challenge and listen to our guts this year. Click on the Olipop link in our show notes and use code DIRECTIMPACT at checkout to get 15% off your order today. You'll thank me. Now, scroll down, click on the Olipop link in our show notes, and use code DIRECTIMPACT. All together now, DIRECTIMPACT. Use that code at the checkout to get 15% off your Olipop order today. I just want you to use this journal as a personal resource. There is no right or wrong way to utilize this, okay? The only thing I would say as a caveat to that is just use it every day. Every day consistently for 90 days so that you can get the most impact. But the way you go about using it, that is completely up to who you are as an individual and what your day looked like that day, okay? So today I felt blank. And then we move on to what was the daily victory? Again, running back through your day, what did you notice where you're like, wow, I really stayed in my, I really like increased my window of tolerance today. I really surprised myself. I really, I didn't react maybe the way that I would traditionally react. I didn't feel a certain emotion that I might have typically felt. So anything that is showing mental, emotional, psychological, spiritual, growth, you know, even like physical change. Okay. Anything that you are working towards, when you identify those three things that you really want to focus on this 90 days, where were the victories you saw today? Okay. That is so important. Noticing your victories. We don't do that. So why is it here in this journal for self-discovery and recovery? We as humans, we skirt right past our victories and we continue to beat ourselves down about the things we are not doing. If we can hover and we can pause every single day over the things that we are doing well, that, you know, have really made an impact in the positive direction, if we can just identify like, wow, that was really hard and I did it anyway. This was really a moment where I felt the fear and leaned into it. These are growth moments and they are so vital and they're so valuable. They are huge. They're huge. They're not small. And I want you to honor them. I want you to pause and take a moment and be like, yeah, I did that. I am a rock star. I am so awesome. And this was really challenging. This is part, again, of humility. Really identifying that you have feelings, okay? And that you have victories and that you have struggles. This is being human. And remember, we've talked about this before. We need to be human beings, not human doings, okay? When you're looking at your feelings, just to backtrack for a second, when you're looking at your feelings, it's not someone made me feel blank. It's I felt blank. Today, I felt blank. Not today someone made me feel blank, right? And if that keeps coming up, great. That's a great insight, something you want to look at. So maybe the struggle is I continue to give too much power to other people. Okay. I am giving my power over to things that are out of my control and people who don't have my best interest at heart, right? That might be the struggle. Every day we're going to have struggles, but it's equally important. Probably more important to identify the victories. Okay. So let's commit to honoring ourselves and noting when we're willing to do the hard work. Okay. And notice, please, when it pays off, please. All right. That's awesome. So that's the victory. And then we move into the struggles. Yes, we do need to identify our struggles. This is going to be really important because we identify at the beginning of this journal three things that we either want to connect to or build a healthier relationship with. So things we want to implement might help us, or things that we want to minimize, disconnect from, or abstain from in order to grow, okay? In order to become a better, more aware version of ourselves. And so these three things that you have chosen are huge challenges. We need to pay attention to the struggle in that. You know, it's important. This is about progress. This is about knowing self. This is about self-discovery. It's not about perfection. It's about you getting this right. It's not about you logging 90 straight days of X, Y, or Z. That'd be great, but that's not the purpose. We need to go back to the intention. The intention is recovery and self-discovery. Okay? The spirit of this is growth and healing, self-awareness, and self-love. Okay? Go back to that. We need to identify like, yeah, this was hard. This was hard. I thought I would be able to do X, Y, and Z, and I have not been able to, or even more valuable. Now I notice that if I don't take care of this first, I will not be able to accomplish that goal or look at this behavior until I do X, Y, and Z first. That's why this is so important. The struggles, pay attention to them because you will start to notice like, gosh, maybe I really need to go back to those three things. I might really need to look at my alcohol consumption before I can look at my quality of sleep. Yeah. I might need to look at the alcohol before I can really look at getting my hormones, you know, in alignment, right? So yeah, this is part of the struggles and the self-discovery is just being truthful. It's coming out of the denial, okay? And just being aware and being honest. Like as you start to make behavioral changes, you're going to start to notice these things. You're going to start to notice struggles that you have that you were in denial about, that you weren't aware that you had. So just be transparent, vulnerable, and honest as best as you can in this struggle section. And please notice if you're writing the same things over and over. Okay? There are checkpoints every 30 days. And if you start to notice that you're writing things over and over and over, I really want you to pause at the end of that 30 days and see what changes you might need to implement. Even if you go and you change one of those big threes, okay, fine, make some edits. This is all for you and about you. I just want for you to be able to engage in this consistently. I just think this is super important, guys. So please just know this is a great mini self-inventory on a daily basis, whether you're working from this journal or another bullet journal or journaling, or just want to write this on a postcard or do it in your phone notes. However you want to do it, looking at your daily feeling, like how I felt, identifying a daily victory and identifying a daily struggle is going to really help you to grow as a human. And that's what we want for you guys. That's what we want. That's why we show up. That's why we're here. That's why I'm sitting here talking to you today. And I just would love for you to pause and honor yourself. Thank you so much. If you started listening to this and you're finishing listening to this, give yourself a pat on the back because you are the type of human being that wants good things for yourself and the people that you care about. So please just put your hand on your heart for a second and take a breath and honor who you are and how you just spent the last few minutes of your life. That's awesome. So please share this if it was valuable to you. And if you are not doing the 90-day challenge, why don't you go on to Amazon and you can type in Andrea Epting, Epting, or you can go to www.lightninginabottle.biz and you can order your Plan to Recover mini journal, a journal for recovery and self-discovery that way. All right, guys, thanks so much. As always, I really honor you and I appreciate you for showing up and we'll see you next week. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today. Hey guys, it's your host, Andrea. I have a question for you. How frustrating is it that you have to pay your hard-earned money to see? Personally, I've been wearing corrective lenses since the fourth grade, and the cost has really added up over the years. If you're like me and actually value your dollar, then check out iBuyDirect.com. iBuyDirect has many styles and affordable frames that fit your unique personality. Need specialty lenses like blue light filtering? No problem. iBuyDirect provides many options for customization like bifocals, progressives, tinted lenses, and more. Do you have 20/20 vision? Great! iBuyDirect has you covered too, with many sunglasses options that will allow you to express and enhance your individualized style. Do you like premium brands? I do. iBuyDirect carries Ray-Ban, Oakley, Vogue, just to name a few. Click the iBuyDirect link in our show notes and get affordable custom eyewear today.
Heads up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.